It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Devin Hester in the news. We'll get to that from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Mark Brody. Return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. First, there is a Blackhawks game tonight at the United Center with Florida in town, and the Blackhawks aiming for a third straight win overall against a Panthers team which gives up a boatload of goals. A fourth consecutive victory is what the Bulls have in mind for tomorrow when the Utah Jazz hit the UC. Bulls blasted Boston last night. Let's face it, he was ridiculous. Devin Hester announcing his retirement from the NFL today. And yeah, he thinks he should be a Hall of Famer.
My three goals in life was, you know, to have my jersey retired in high school, make the Hall of Fame at UM. I did both of those within the last 2 months, and make the Hall of Fame in the NFL. So, you know, if I can reach that goal, I reached my three goals that I want to do in life as far as football goes.
The 35-year-old Hester finishes career with 14 punt returns for touchdowns and 5 TDs on kickoff returns, 8 years with the Chicago Bears. I also see here that the Bears tight end Zach Miller is on with Bernstein and Goff here on The Score today at 5 o'clock. The Scoreboard Update being brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to pearldavid.com. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you. That is Lydia Lovelace right there, who came on the show and embarrassed Jay Zawoski in delightful fashion earlier. Thanks to our other guests. Devin Hester was on the show today. The three technique guests were good. Thank you to them. Michael Lombardi from The Ringer. Dan Pompey on the Hall of Fame candidacy of Devin. And Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic just joined us to talk Cubs and winter meetings. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, our fine producers, Ray Diaz. Some good work. Thank you, Ray. And nice gift on the bullet bourbon and the malt liquor for Zauzer. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Joel Corey from CBS Sports will be tomorrow. Michael Irvin can't do it. Terrell Davis will be on with us tomorrow. And that's about it. Also, Joe Ostrowski and Mark Grody had our updates today. Thank you so much, guys.
That was cool hearing Lydia Lovelace. Who got that done for Jay? Was it a total surprise?
Total surprise for him. I got it done.
How?
I found the record label and then found a manager and just a few, I don't know.
Who is that?
8 emails or so and got it done.
Singer-songwriter.
Okay.
That Jay is like favorite, one of top 3 favorite musicians. And told the story on the air that he went and saw her and they had a mutual friend and he like met her backstage and he was in a group of 4 people like us just standing at the bar and he was there for 20 minutes and he froze. Didn't say anything, didn't say hi, didn't tell her that his music meant anything.
Really?
And so, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Found her, booked her, and she was a willing participant, and it was cool.
If somebody
gave her a do-over for her birthday.
She's blocked me on everything, by the way.
If someone were to do that for you, to surprise you with a similar guest, who would be an equivalent for you? Because I was trying to think about it in the car as I was listening to that.
I know it'll be ridiculous. Like,
that you would freeze up with?
Not freeze up, but just somebody, if somebody were doing you a birthday favor and surprise booked a guest, that we'd say, oh, that's really cool. That's really special to talk to that person.
Right. Like, so from my childhood, obviously, favorite athlete was Michael Jordan, but that's ridiculous and cliche and over the top. But
he's also not that interesting.
Well, I know, but I still would die over talking to that guy. But David Simon. I've always wanted to talk to David Simon in a huge way, and he's seeing The Wire for the first time, and I didn't fully grasp it, but then when I saw The Wire, like the first few episodes, I stopped it. Then
he's
I
the showrunner?
Showrunner, creator. He was the reporter in Baltimore, and he just, like, seeing that show like genuinely changed some of my outlook on life as a privileged kid from the suburbs. It was my first indoctrination to stuff like that. And then I started reading a lot about it, and so I genuinely attribute that show to changing some of my outlooks. I'd love to talk to David Simon. What
Anybody
about
else?
You guys? You guys got one?
I want to talk to Stevie Wonder. Make sure he's blind, first of all.
Stevie ain't blind.
Shut up people like Jason Goff about that.
No. That's why.
No.
That's enough.
But I was thinking like a brilliant songwriter, somebody like Stevie or Paul Simon. And, you know.
Paul Simon's a good Paul name, too.
What about you?
It's funny because I think Spiegel's in this situation, too, where because of the lives that we've led, we've been lucky enough to have our paths cross with some of these people. Because the weirdest one that happened to me was the late writer David Foster Wallace. And I've told the story before that it just so happened that he was living down. So he was teaching at Illinois State, and he was living in Bloomington. And my sister was an editor at the time for Premier Magazine, who was working with him. And I sort of mentioned offhandedly to her, I said, hey, tell David Foster Wallace that his writing, like you say, changed the way I look at the world.
Right.
And she told him, and he sends me this note out of nowhere. He's like, I listened to the Boars and Bernstein show all that. He was a Bears meatball.
Wow.
And had a ton of questions, like this tiny single spaced letters and handwriting in the margins with all like 50 questions. And I was like, so, and we exchanged letters over a period of time. And that was so cool. But he was kind of a normal dude. He was exactly who you think he is. But that was one of those cases where it was just, I don't know that I could ever really top that unless like Caravaggio comes back to life, which I don't think is happening anytime soon.
It'd be a hell of a get.
Caravaggio?
Yeah, it'd be very impressive. And
based on what I've read, he'd be a hell of an interview. If we could figure out to get an Italian translator and ask him why he killed that guy in the street that one time.
You got one, Jay?
I don't know that I do. Been able to talk to some pretty cool people doing this job. I don't know that there's somebody that I'm yearning to get to know more about. Hell, nowadays you probably find out some things that'll crush what you thought of that person. But
no question.
You know, a person that I feel like has grown with age, and it's not just popularity, but how worldly he seems, and the things that he says always kind of touch a nerve. Not a nerve, but there's something about when he speaks. Is Denzel Washington these days? Like the last 4 or 5 years, the interviews that he's done, you know, he's always been the good looking dude, the well accomplished, the established actor and face for a very long time. But the last 3 or 4 years, hearing him speak about everything, whether it be life and the life he's led and the things that have affected him. Yeah, I think right now.
But if that hotline's blinking, then all of a sudden it says Dame Helen Mirren. Come on.
I mean, talking to her won't do anything for me. That's the person I would like to have dinner with. Like,
gotcha.
Dinner, you mean sex?
I have a true appreciation for her life and how she did things that people do now, and she did them when they weren't cool. Like, she was not scared to embrace her sexuality in a time when everybody was telling women to put your clothes back on.
Artistic
be a lady.
Nudity.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt about it. So, you know, yeah, she's been hot to me for a very long time, and I'm sure older men have you know, agreed with me over the years. But yeah, that's a phone call I don't think that would touch the surface.
It's weird because when you actually think about it, what name would pop up there?
Yeah.
It's like, I would have loved to have, like you say, have had a dinner with Julia Child at one point.
I prefer a dinner than than this, obviously, because it's more intimate setting, obviously.
I'd love to talk
I think that hit everything that Jay could ever want. Love. 9 minutes of awkward radio with you and me in the way.
A dream come true.
But, but see, you've gotten to jam with famous musicians before. I mean, that's when you're actually, you know, sharing the stage and actually sort of working with them.
Yeah.
That's next level stuff.
There's a couple of moments in there that you hold on to and kind of just think about in that way. But yeah, like doing what we do, like having a conversation is in a public forum is a different kind of thing.
I mean, on that note, I'm not trying to be corny here, but on that note, I've achieved those kinds of things in my life because as a kid, like I grew up with this station. So as a kid, I listened to Dan McNeil and Terry Bores and Dan Jiggets and Mike North. And then I got to work with them. So like I tell people all the time that, you know, oh, it's a cool job. And I tell them, you have no idea. Like even the bad days, like I'm living my dream. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not living anybody else's dream. There's some other people's dream might have been to be something else. This is what I set out to be when I was 11 years old. And I got a chance to do it. So I get a chance to talk to a guy that I listen to on the weekends as an up-and-coming talk show host and reporter in Dan Bernstein. A legend in this city. I got a chance to not only produce for him, but I actually got a chance to host with him when Dan was out every once in a while and Terry Bores. I got a chance to produce and host with Dan McNeil. Got a chance to produce and host with Dan Jiggets. And got a chance to produce Mike North. Like, so it might seem corny and not the answer that people want to hear.
But you're speaking right to me, man. Same exact thing.
Yeah, so, you know, that's... I think I've, in this industry, mm-hmm. if we're in this little bubble that we live in on a daily basis for 20 hours, 30 hours a week, whatever it is, I think I've been able to do most of those things. So that maybe my answer, that's why I don't have a great one.
No, it's good though.
Because these were my influences. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not as well-read as Darren, you know, and I'm not as musically inclined as you are, Speaks. So my creativity, like I always thought of myself as a creator through conversation and listening to people and trying to judge people's character and trying to get things out of people that I knew was there.
So those are the people that resonated.
Yeah, this was it.
And it's like, and there's something about that thing when you were a kid. Like I will never forget being able to finally talk to Jim Rice on the phone, who was just my dude.
Yeah.
And I was on Sporting News, and I remember saying, Jim, I was 8 years old watching Monday Night Baseball, and the Royals went to a 4-man outfield, and you doubled off the wall. And he said, "You going to talk about the home run I hit in the fifth or not?" You know?
I'm here for it.
Yeah,
right. That was next on the notepad.
And I'm like, all right.
Way to get there, Jim.
What happens from there? I mean, what else are you supposed to do with your life?
I mean, I don't know. Those are the moments. What am I saying? David Simon.
The stuff.
Your show changed my life. It's the greatest show of all time. And he would say, thank you. And I'd be like, so what's going on today in the world? And how do we fix that?
Or what's next? Like, why did it stop?
Right.
You know, Tremaine was good, but not quite the same.
Yeah, so I mean, I fully realized that you build it up in your head.
Was snitching ass Randy, you know, Jesus' son, like those kinds of things.
Well, he was,
right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it were me, then I would want to find out what actually makes him tick. What is his major malfunction? What is the stuff that makes him unique?
Don't get me wrong. Right? I have my questions for Dave Simon. I'd have my questions.
What is his personal
baggage?
The drug
problem in the inner city in Baltimore, I believe. I think that might have been his major malfunction right there.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. So I heard you guys talking to Dan Pompey about Devin Hester, and I think we're going to talk about him a little bit today as well. My mom has lived in this country since, I believe, 1973, And my mother I've never seen an athlete pull the emotions out of my mother, including Michael Jordan, the way Devin Hester did. My mom sat me down, and we watched all the Bulls title runs, you know, the TV that we had in the little kitchen, you know, when we first moved to Evanston. We watched all the Bulls playoff games and sat there and watched those, and she bought me my Walter Payton Super Bowl get up, you know, with the kangaroos and the headband and all that. Straight up. My mom was like my sports conduit, but I tell you right now, when Devin Hester fielded a kick, whether it was a punt or a kick, and the fact that he returned one, and I think the only game that we've ever went to together, because John Gilmore left some tickets for us. Man, Devin Hester, like, I don't know how, and I don't care if I'm biased, I don't know how he isn't in the Hall of Fame immediately when that conversation happens. I know Dan Pompey is like, hey, you may have to wait a little bit.
No,
nope.
Man, that's me. Look,
nope.
I think I don't want to hear.
He's going to have to wait.
I think it's a no-brainer, and I would have.
He's the best to ever do what he did.
There's nobody in the conversation.
That's just not how it
Pat
works.
Manley goes in, too.
Yeah. No,
because he's not as impactful.
Nobody sat on a Tuesday conference call and told you they were worried about Pat Manley.
I did.
I've always worried about him. Always worried about
but
him.
I guess,
being.
I think it's a brainer, and not necessarily, I do believe it qualifies as a brainer. However, the reason why I want him to be in the Hall of Fame is because there's always been an innocence about him where, and something, you know, we made fun of it sometimes, or just the childlike nature that he always brought to what he did.
No, you called him dumb. You didn't make fun of it sometimes. You called him dumb.
At every level, nobody could figure out where to play him. He was always out of position. Nobody knew what to, but there's one thing you always knew, that he could get the ball and run that way until you can't run anymore. And he wants it so badly. You know, it's clear in his desire, and I don't think it's for selfish reasons. I don't think it's because he wants to put HOF on his autograph like so many of these guys.
He wanted to be the greatest ever.
Do you remember his reaction from nothing? Right.
Of course. From the bottom.
Do you remember his reaction?
There's a bunch of Devin Hesters that ran around Devin Hester's world, and he rose above that.
Yeah.
But how much it mattered to him to set the record for return touchdowns. He broke down. Mm-hmm. Like, this is...
Because it was Deion, and he loved Deion.
And he lived... Like, it matters. Some of these guys, there's cynical purpose to it. Yeah, I got my gold jacket, and now I get more money for my autograph. Mm-hmm. I just think it... He just wants it so badly that... What the hell? Why not?
I don't know that there's... I don't know about your experience, but I don't know that there's any Hall of Famer in any sport that doesn't appreciate that because of what it took. We know athletes that have high school... You know, legend made about him, or that we talk about collegiately. Oh, that guy was a damn good college player. To get through the filters of Little League, Pop Warner, high school, college, then be professionally one of the greatest to ever do it, you were the only person that took that journey. And even the people that helped you, there were times when they weren't around and you were the one that was sacrificing, you know, maybe social time or things that other people weren't sacrificing. So, yeah, man, I mean, when it's that time, you know, I think that it is something that you should want very badly, especially if you were the best to ever do. There's Brian Mitchell and Eric Metcalf and Mel Gray and all these other dudes, fine. They won that, though.
None of them.
No, it didn't instill the same type of fear. It didn't change the game plan. And he's got the record. And listen, he's in my Hall of Fame, too. I'd vote for him. But also just, like, operating and, like, the realization of the issue. If T.O. isn't a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
That's a different reason, though. He is.
Well, no, I know. But in that Hall of Fame... He isn't.
But we shouldn't hold that against Devin Hester.
I don't hold it against Devin Hester. I think that T.O. should have been first ballot. I don't think it should have taken him years. But just the idea that Dan Pompey does not think, a guy who's in that room.
That's ridiculous.
Does not think it's a no-brainer that Randy Moss.
Well, that's ridiculous, though.
I know it's ridiculous, but they're not going to give me a vote to change it. So you're asking me, like, do I think he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer? No shot.
The way that Dan talked about it in terms of like how many touches he had in his career versus Edgerrin James touches in a year, they're going to come down to some overall usage things. And it's like they're going to hold that stuff against
I'm not saying they're right.
No, but like I got to tell you, just from that conversation, considering how much fun he was made of, how much people made fun of him for things don't come easy for Devin or whatever, however it was said, right? Mm-hmm. And how uncomfortable he was on the public stage, man. He was so comfortable today on the phone. He was so happy and in such a good place with his family and he saved his money. He said financially he's in a good place. He's got a couple years. He doesn't have to worry about anything.
If we put together that list of guys that were, you know, bad talkers or crazy shy that changed near the end of their career or after their career, maybe Devin will be on that list because the short list that I have is Larry Bird. Larry Bird, who couldn't talk. He was barely understandable. He would speak in a whisper. He was incredibly awkward. And by the end of his career, turned into a statesman. Johnny Damon. I mean, Johnny Damon, when I was around him when he was 18 and 19, he didn't have a word for anybody. I mean, I thought he was a mute. And super weird and super shy and super difficult. And then he became like a comic. You know, he's doing TV bits later and you couldn't shut him up later. So, I mean, maybe Devin just...
I think that just speaks to an overall problem that we have that, you know, your area code or the neighborhood you grew in constitutes what kind of education you're going to get. To me, it sounds simple as that. You mentioned two people who grew up in poor neighborhoods who didn't have anything to say to the outside world because they hadn't experienced anything. And then when they did, look at this. All of a sudden, they have personality. They probably, I'm telling you now, anytime I've ever been around Derrick Rose when it wasn't a basketball situation, when you didn't have reporters jamming microphones down his throat and asking
people
him questions.
People he didn't trust.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Of course.
That's exactly it. So I think that's a little privilege leaking out when everybody's like, oh, look at this guy. Well, you know, find out why he can't talk. And if you're not as angry at that as you are at other things, then, hey, there's a reason why. There's a reason why a lot of these athletes, they're told early, hey, everybody's trying to trip you up. You know why? Because you come from some place where people don't make it out of. You know why people don't make it out of there? Because nobody gives a damn about your neighborhood. You know why nobody gives a damn about your neighborhood? Well, they don't have to. So when these dudes can't talk, when we do find a guy who makes it out of there, oh, my God, look at Ed Bradley. He's from the projects, and look at him on 60 Minutes. Well, guess what? Not everybody can be Ed Bradley, but why does someone have to be a unicorn to make it out of
and you move the goalposts. It's like if basketball got him out of the projects, let's not hold the fact against him that he cheated on a test or didn't take a test or whatever the case may be.
And the Brian Urlacher still can't talk.
Well, there are some George Springer.
Mexico.
Right, George Springer, like he was diagnosed with a stuttering problem and then overcame it, came out of his shell later in life and all that sort of thing.
Beautiful story, man.
Yeah, it's incredible. Beautiful.
People express their ways, express themselves in different ways. And I for one, appreciate musical genius and athletic genius and orators who can, you know, whose words sound like poems while they're speaking them and just freelance talking. That's cool, too. But Devin Hester was a genius. And I appreciated every single moment that he gave this city. He's probably one of my top five favorite athletes to ever have witnessed in this city.
Mm-hmm. Most exciting Bears player in my life.
Also, when you look at the way he got to do what he did, when he was the only one standing there, it's not as if, okay, on a given play, there's two wide receivers, there's a running back and a tight end, and so that the buildup. Yeah. The anticipation of there he's standing, he's doing the Soldier Boy, crank that bit, the whole thing, and that everybody was waiting. Are they going to kick to him? Are they going to kick to him? Is he going to get the ball? So it everything was magnified because of the way that the punt returner, kick returner gets a stage to himself.
And I know you guys have Dave Tobon today to talk about coaching him.
That's really cool because, you know, when everybody knows that's the weapon, how do you still give him a chance to do his job?
That's what we'll talk about that, the strategy behind that, and the future of Dave Tobe, I think, will be part of the conversation as well. We're going to postpone. Hub Arkish is having some travel issues today. His plane from Miami is late. So we are going to, instead of Tuesday,
say
Wednesday.
How it is.
Yeah, he's detouring the private jet to go to Monte Carlo. So it's going to be a Wednesday, Thursday bit with Hub. And then Zach Miller is going to be with us at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, talk
today.
To every damn body else. He finally come hang out with his boys on a Friday. You know what I mean?
Glad you said it.
Zach out here doing infomercials and stuff like, come on through to the spot, man. You know?
He was great on the mix this morning.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't forget where you came from, Zach.
So, have a good show, gentlemen.
Thank you, brother.
They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
After announcing his retirement, Devin Hester joined the Spiegel and Parkins show.
What's your personal favorite return that you ever had?
The Arizona game, my rookie year.
Devin Hester, the punter to beat. He beat him. Devin Hester, all the way. Touchdown, Chicago Bears.
That return at that moment was one of the biggest stages I ever played on.
Hear Spiegel and Parkins' entire interview with Devin Hester at 670thescore.com.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Don't know about you, but when I was 16 years old, the first thing I wanted to do was leave my friends, my hometown, my high school, head to a country I've never been to halfway across the globe, and hang out with the grown men twice my age in a small town who didn't speak my language. LaMelo Ball, this is your life! If you're LiAngelo, being a spot shooter on the UCLA campus, living that Southern California college life, who wants that? Wouldn't you rather play in front of 500 fans in a fourth division Baltic League nestled between Latvia and Belarus? I know my dreams as a junior in high school were not to chase girls or hang out with friends. It was to guard old men, older than me, for a team who's so broke they don't even have a general manager halfway across the globe. Nice job, LeVar. Your kids are going to love it. I'm D.A.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your wife or girlfriend will love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. Well, guess what? You can. It's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
D
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah. DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Now the Scores, Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Goff bring you a holiday wish list for the Chicago sports fan.
I want a new football coach.
Danny, I want a rich hobbyist to buy the Bears and play with them like his little toy.
You know any of those?
No.
I want the Bears not to suck. I want the Bulls not to suck. I want the Sox to grow up. And I want the Cubs to continue to make us money.
My most heartfelt wish is that Chicago sports radio hosts would stop doing trite seasonal bits.
But of course, the number one wish of Chicago sports fans is no doubt to attend the Scores holiday broadcast live from Shoeless Joe's Alehouse and Grill in Addison Friday, starting at 9 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins, and then from 1 to 6 with Bernstein and Goff. We'll give away great prizes all day, so stop by and get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Plus, enjoy specially priced Dos Equis brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
Hey! What's going on, guys?
I don't know. How you doing?
We're just all over here getting ready for a scoreboard update.
Talking about sports.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's like the
how's your sports going today?
Oh, hey, remember, I'm at Mark Grody Sports.
Yeah.
So I officially, of all the people in this town, carry the sports crown.
Sports is in your name.
That's right. I am
in your
so,
blood.
I am so sports that it has to be in my Twitter handle. We are, guys.
Or you should put the year in it so you could be forced to change it every year.
What?
Yeah, like put 2017 Mark Grody.
Oh, sports. Yeah. Mark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Could you guys believe how fast 2017 has gone?
Wow, it's like every year it seems to go faster.
I'm just getting used to putting 2017 down, and all of a sudden it's going to be 2018. Looking forward to the year in review, which I actually will be doing on our sister station, the year in review.
The year in review?
Yeah.
Oh,
the year in review, where I have to...
R. Kelly will provide the soundtrack.
You gotta, yeah, absolutely.
Ontario Smith shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Which means I got to look back and see what happened other than sports at Mark Grody Sports. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions, with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free museum of science and industry with kids' tickets. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. 20 kick return touchdowns for Devin Hester. Nobody has had more. The former Bears great announced his retirement today. The Phillies appear to be very interested in Jake Arrieta. Blackhawks host Florida tonight. Look for Richard Panik to be a healthy scratch. Just 5 goals this year so far after a total of 22 last season. Wolves at Rockford tonight. The Bulls keep winning 3 in a row with Utah in town tomorrow. And circling back to baseball really quickly, the Baltimore Orioles reportedly open to trading Manny Machado. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details.
Either you just got a text or your microwave popcorn's ready.
It's ready to go. It's burning. The hallways smell great. Guys, one thing that I didn't mention in the update and I wanted to mention is that Ron Coomer gets a multi-year deal to keep on doing what he does with the Cubs.
Paid entirely in my pillow.
That's right. It makes Christmas very easy for Coomer. Everybody gets a pillow. I'm Mark Grody, and
you are
listening.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
670 The Score. It's just Nat Sound. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
We're on until 6 o'clock, and it's good because we have a lot of things for you as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. The Bernstein and Goff Show. We will bring you Matt Miller at 3. Dave Tobe, the current Kansas City Chiefs special teams coach, He'll join us at 3:40, talk about Devin Hester, maybe talk about the future of one Dave Tobe. Zach Miller is going to be with us at 5. We will do It's On at 5:30, and we've got some possible surprises as well. You say, where's Hub? Where's Hub? Well, he's on a plane, and his afternoon's kind of shot because of travel issues. So instead of Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to do Wednesday, Thursday with Hub instead. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you'll listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. That man is at Jason1Goff.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's also BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. The Instagram handle is at BernsteinGoffShow. Jump on Facebook, like the 670 The Score page, and then you can be in there with the creepy people the chat room. Also, Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com is where you see our video feed. It's brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertz.
Guy Fieri, celebrity chef here at the game tonight.
Guy is
the best. A sandwich is going to be called the Gruden Grinder.
That's all right here, right now.
I'm Monday Night Football.
That's good. Thanks, Guy.
That's the Gruden Grinder. He called that thing.
He made a sandwich. He named it the Gruden Grinder. I love that guy.
How you feeling after eating that?
I'm hungry again.
Worlds are colliding because they're kind of the same guy in some ways, aren't they?
I don't consume Guy Fieri's product very often.
His products are weird.
You mean his work? Yeah, his television.
Okay. He's great on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I don't watch it. I don't watch it.
I've heard of it.
I love that guy.
He's the perfect host for that show, and truth be told, as annoying as I can find him sometimes, I enjoy his work on that show. When it comes to Johnny G. Garlic's Rockin' Donkey Sauce, I guess Eric Edholm came up with a great idea on Twitter yesterday. It's telling the difference between a John Gruden play call or a Guy Fieri menu item. So if you saw like Spider 2 Y Banana.
Right. What would it look like?
Is that a play or is that something you're going to eat in Times Square?
Well, see, the only food person's work that I've consumed is who's the guy who eats everything? The guy who does the food challenges. He's kind of fat, but he covers it up with a jacket every time.
Adam,
yes.
What's his name?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of him.
Not Adam Harris. He's a little guy. He's just a little guy. No. There's a guy who like goes and eats 17 pounds of ribs.
Man versus food.
Adam Richman?
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Yeah, that's the only guy who
really no actual cooks that you enjoy watching and learning from.
Nah, my lady used to watch a lot of Food Network stuff. I don't like learning a lot about food because I can't make it.
So weird.
I can't.
Of course you can.
Ah, man, I'm not good at it. I got like 3 or 4 dishes down, and after that, you know, I'm playing in the tall grass.
You don't watch the Neelys?
No, never did. Never did. Yeah, my uncle told me about that.
That was unfortunate for all concerned.
Minstrel show with batter.
Yeah. This segment brought to you by Dell. Get the right solution with Dell's small business advisors. Get up to $300 off select servers and business PCs with Intel Core processors until December 17th. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. Producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's John Morton. Keep listening for all the details on
Who the hell is he?
John Wooden?
John Morton, the former Seton Hall sharpshooter?
I think it said John Wooden. Now, if John Wooden's the Bears' new coach, we got ourselves a story.
Then we can book Caravaggio for my birthday show.
No, it's not going to happen.
Why not?
No. Nick's got enough stress on his head. He don't book no damn Cavaricci or whoever the hell you want to talk to.
Caravaggio, he only died in 1610, so you should be able to. I mean, he's not busy.
Well,
he's been dead for
he's in the bathhouse
for 400 years.
He's in the bathhouse slapping himself with leaves. The rest of your weirdo bachelor party buddies. That's what he's doing. Idiot. I'm gonna hate you today.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you know.
I'm completely cool with
that. I woke up today like I'm going to hate Bernsey today.
All right. Hey. Welcome to my life.
I told Chris about it earlier. Like, I think I'm going to hate Dan today.
Right? My kids feel the same way.
No, so. They love you. I'm going to hate you.
Nope. I did a dad thing today. We did it because...
Dutch oven?
No, my son's been pushing the limit of... Wait, so I let me sleep later. Are you going to be out on time? Are you going to get to school on time? I want to see a tardy. Be out at 8 o'clock.
have time for breakfast. I got it. I got it.
Is he up too late?
Yeah. Okay. But he's like, I got it. I'm fine. So he was made his breakfast late, and Beth said, all right, you got to take those pancakes and those sausages. You walk with them and eat them. They're going to get cold, but you better eat. I'll take them with me. So I come downstairs, and there's two pancakes sitting there and two sausages sitting there and a note from Beth who says, do not touch these. I want him to see this when he gets home.
You're going to make him eat the cold breakfast?
I don't know what she's going to do.
Damn.
She's going to do something. I'm not getting in the way, but there's some lessons being taught here about that breakfast not being touched because he said he was going to take it and he didn't.
Oh my God, it was a Gitmo at the Bernstein household.
Yeah, right.
Water torture.
I wasn't getting involved there. Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bears news: the Bears have named their new head coach. It's Matt Nagy.
Who the hell is that?
Poor big voice guy.
Mitch doesn't know these people. Who's telling Mitch these names?
He's going 15 deep.
Who's telling Mitch these names?
John Morton?
There's some part-time producer who's trying to get brownie points right now. Mike Chen is telling Mitch all these random-ass coaching names right now. Because I promise you, Mitch does not know.
Matt Nagy's an old intern.
Huh?
And also, Matt Nagy has an M in his name, so Mike can't say
it. Oh, yeah, exactly. He has to be Zet, especially when they're playing Ohio State and Michigan. Get out of here.
Yeah, John Morton is the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Is that Johnny Morton, former wide receiver, number 87?
Lion. Yeah, former Lion.
Loudmouth Lion.
Yeah. Is that Johnny Morton?
Doesn't look like it.
You know? Half brother, half amazing? Is it? You know it's
absolutely not. Not by the picture I have.
Unless Johnny has Sammy Sosa disease. It's not Johnny Ooh. Morton.
Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah, he looks like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol right now.
It's not good.
Well, I mean, it's good for him. Right?
I don't know if it is or not. It's just kind of...
I mean, you think Sammy has people around him that are like, hey, it's not good for you. Sammy's paying, Sammy's paying the way for a couple of families still probably. So you just, I've been watching Narcos a lot lately. So like the fact that Pablo Escobar had all those people around him pretty much treating him like a god because he was like a terrorist and the biggest drug kingpin that we had ever seen at that time. I feel like these athletes are similar to it where it's like, yeah, you're not going to have anybody around you telling you anything because you're paying the way and you might have him killed. I think Sammy might have you killed if you tell him that he looks like a Lucky Charms character every time he steps out the house. Are you looking at pictures of Sammy right now?
No, I'm laughing at a text from wherever the 515 is.
It's a made-up phone number.
Guy Fieri restaurant recommendation. Next time you're at Ebenezer Von Calzone's Manicotti Foodporium, try the zesty Panama fries with extra Machiavelli sauce.
Thanks, Guy.
I love that guy.
You see why I'm going to hate him all day, right? Today's the day.
Look, for every Nazi texter and racist texter, for every...
We have a special folder? Is there a drop-down category for the Nazi?
Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's Frank Reich.
Well,
there you go.
You get your Nazi third. Coach.
For every three, four, or five Nazi texters, when one comes through like that...
Yeah, you got to applaud that man.
It makes it worth it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's wrong with you today?
I don't know.
Did you take in any of last night's sports-a-roo?
I did. I watched the entire Monday night football game start to finish.
I was proud of you. You were texting me about the Monday night football game.
I will tell you,
ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like when that text pops up and Dan Bernstein's name is attached to it. So I'm like, oh, God, what happened?
Makes you feel good, right? Or you get the phone call come in?
No, it doesn't make me feel good because I know it's Dan. You know how I feel about this. It's Dan watching something, and if I'm not watching it or if I'm going to watch it later, I feel like, damn it, I've got to get in front of a TV
right
now.
You're always watching Monday Night Football because you go
out. I'm over bracket room. Exactly.
Yeah, I know that. Your guy Sven is there.
Yes, he is.
Sven Gandelblum is there giving you beer.
He has the brewery right next door to another round.
Really now?
Yes, yeah. I told him we were at another round, and he was like, I was two doors down. He's got a little
members of two doors down.
Jesus. He's got a little microbrewery right there.
Where's our growlers?
Oh, don't worry. Sven's coming through. Yeah. Sven is he's gonna hook us up with conceal and carry licenses. Like, we're going to be all good. Oh, dude.
Even for my nunchucks?
Everything. Okay. Thing you got in your pants? Yeah. Everything. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're all good. No, I was watching Monday Night Football with you last night. I saw Cuddy do what Cuddy does. You know?
And Tom.
Yeah, here we go.
Tom Brady.
Here we go,
am I wrong?
Here we go. Roll out the red carpet.
Was I wrong,
Tanny,
though?
Let's take a timeout.
I know you're going to hate me today, but you got to.
Oh, yeah. Well, the people are going to hate you for this bad sports thought. Take a timeout. Dan has a revelation.
It's not a revelation. It's an observation.
It was a six-text revelation to me, damn it. You wrote a damn book on my phone.
And I wasn't wrong either.
Okay, we'll talk about it when we come back right here on 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
But I don't know that they have replaced their closer. And I know they haven't replaced John Marietta.
I know that, by a long shot.
I would like them to re-sign both guys. I don't think they're gonna. I don't predict they'll sign either guy, to be honest with you. But I think they still need to replace both of them.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Harper College Veterans Center serves those who've served us all. At Harper, student veterans connect with each other as they successfully transition from military to civilian life. Classes start in January. Visit harpercollege.edu/veteran.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football. just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This wasn't good enough tonight. Across the board, so.
Coach, can you explain the onside kick? What happened there? With that kick?
They recovered it.
What? I have no idea what the hell that onside kick was.
It was awful. It was the Patriots being smarter than everyone else and a guy not executing. He was supposed to kick it a little bit harder.
I would hope then, so. Right, right. Because if he wasn't, we have an issue.
But have the initial rush of guys block and then everyone.
Second wave comes in and gets it.
Guy, but he just tapped it, though.
Just tap it. Doink.
Just tap. Patriots, whether 14 games in a row that they've won on the road, the second longest streak in NFL history, that comes to an end last night. Jay Cutler did his thing. Xavien Howard out there making huge plays, and it was allowed after he made that first interception to absolutely maul Brandon Cooks. Like, there was at least four or five defensive holding calls on that kid after that, but he had a great game against Denver last week, had a terrific game on Monday Night Football last night, but that's not what Dan Bernstein was texting me about.
Now, the segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Tom Brady, last night, he couldn't drive a throw. He struggled early, trying to get the ball where it had to be on deep outs. His accuracy on those outs, it looked like he wasn't trusting his arm strength. And then the only passes they were attempting were pop-ups. He was lofting wheel routes.
Wheel routes to Deion Lewis. That one-handed catch by Deion. He let that go before Deion Lewis had even gotten to the break of his route.
And I'm smart enough to not make grandiose proclamations about Tom Brady.
We've Ginobili'd him before.
At some point, it'll be right.
Right.
And so you can't play football forever, no matter how much $20 water you want to drink and your magic elixirs.
Yeah,
and your
bottle faced perfectly for the camera,
you
too.
You better believe he did. He had the product placement all said, I'm drinking my $20 water now. This can be yours, too. But they had to game plan around a clear lack of arm strength. And I was waiting for Gruden to say something. Just, like, you know, it's okay. You're allowed to say what everybody sees. Mm-hmm. And between his inability to step into a throw, to get on strong backside and drive a throw, it never looked like he trusted himself to do it until very late in the game when they were already back in a shell. And I will give them credit because they went with a gutsy strategy, knowing something that apparently I didn't. I would have gone zone. And I would have done quarters coverage or even just a simple Tampa
umbrella.
2
mm-hmm.
and said, you
beat us.
Make these throws. They stayed in man. Is it Matt Burke? Is that who is their defensive coordinator?
I'm not sure.
I give them a lot of credit. And I also.
So I mentioned Xavien Howard was out there doing things.
Balling.
Yeah.
Like, and the man-to-man, they were letting them play real old-fashioned man-to-man defense. Real defense.
Get your hands on him.
And Ndamukong Suh is a rhinoceros.
Monster.
He's a rhinoceros. I mean, and a couple times, too, at the end of a play, he's just like a punch a guy in the neck.
Yeah.
You
see, like, when he threw the running back.
Real quick, just go.
When he threw Rex Burkhead after the forward progress had been stopped in the second drive, or their second offensive drive, and then screamed at him. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to run into that guy too often. I thought it would be interesting this year, Dan, when we talked about the Patriots last year in a way where, oh, my God, they're the perfect team. Look what they did. They came back from 20-some-odd points down in the Super Bowl, and then they add Brandon Cooks. Difference is, the Patriots have always been able to do things to you horizontally. They've always, the crossing routes, the jerk routes that Wes Welker ran, then
Amendola, the double tight end stuff,
Julian
too.
Edelman, exactly. They're going to beat you horizontally. I mean, horizontally. When you add Brandon Cooks, you've said to your coaching staff and to your quarterback, hey, vertically, we got to get it going here. There's a guy who's supposed to take the top off the defense, and he's a little guy. He's a guy that if you want to get in his chest and they don't want to call it, it's going to be a long day, but he should be able to pop a couple down the field. when you put that kind of pressure on your quarterback, I saw him bailing. I saw him not picking stuff up. Lawrence Timmons came on a weak side blitz where he backed out and then he showed again. And usually Tom Brady picks that up. You know, your eye's supposed to pick up the extra man.
Cameron Wake can still bend that edge.
And he just let go of the football. Like, we laughed at Jay Cutler all those years when he'd throw the ball on the ground. Like, I'm not taking this abuse. Screw you guys. I'm out of here. Well, there were a couple of throws last night where Tom Brady's like, no, not at all. You can have this game. It was one of those things where, yeah, Rob Gronkowski wasn't there, but they've won Super Bowls without Rob Gronkowski being in the big game. Like, they've been able to coach around it. Sometimes you get caught. Sometimes the team is playing well. I think the Miami Dolphins aren't as bad offensively as they've shown all year long. Defensively, I think they're okay. But like you said, they manned up at the line of scrimmage and beat the hell out of every person wearing a 10, 14, 80 number. Those wide receivers got their ass kicked across the board, and they did not run the ball the way I thought they would. I mean, Deion Lewis is still a good player. You know, they shuffle in running backs so much so that they feel like they don't have to rely on the running game. Well, if your short passing game isn't working, you're in. They went 0-for-11 on third down. That's the money down. That's the coaching and quarterback down, and they were putrid last night.
Dolphins defensive coordinator Matt Burke, B-U-R-K-E, is a Dartmouth guy. Previously was with the Lions and the Bengals, linebackers coach with the Dolphins, now running their defense. And several texters bring up the fact that Tom Brady is dealing with an Achilles issue that probably is a reason why he can't get on that strong backside and fire down. But it was clear that the Patriots were game planning around his either lack of ability or lack of desire to try to get on top of some of those throws.
Or just challenging. Maybe you don't know that he doesn't want to do that night, but you're going to find out early. You know, sometimes that happens. We'll find out where you're at with yours. This team is not going to the playoffs, even though they're in the hunt, because every team in the AFC is in the hunt. They went out there and manned up and played a really good game. And even with the poor game they played, they were still two possessions, you know, within reach of them. If Burkhead gets into the end zone instead, it was Amendola, actually.
Amendola.
If he gets into the end zone instead of bouncing on the 1 yard line, maybe things are a little bit different.
And the Bulls win again.
It's a historic win.
Three in a row.
Historic win. The team.
I want to know why this is a historic win.
It is.
Okay. I want to know why, so we will know after an update on the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fan.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah. DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step to
things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollAndBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of 5-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. bowlandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago's